Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. December 1st is World AIDS Day. And it's actually an awareness because, you know, for a while, that was the entire conversation in the medical field, in the social field. And now almost only during the awareness days do we really talk about this. And there's one small issue that's a huge issue that's happening right now. And joining me this morning, Stephen Lee with the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And that small thing is our children, right?
Correct. Yeah. So the Elizabeth Glaser Pediatric AIDS Foundation is a global leader in ending the AIDS epidemic in children. Mm-hmm. We work in 19 countries supporting 5,000 sites.
Wow.
And we really focused on research, advancing research,
mm-hmm.
Care and treatment, prevention and care and treatment services. And then we also do a strategic and topical advocacy
mm-hmm.
around making sure that children are prioritized in this epidemic.
So, I mean, 35 years into the AIDS epidemic, and the fight now is to eliminate it in children. And we're not just talking about, you know, our teenagers or anything. We're talking about babies in utero, right?
Yeah, we are. And actually, you know, some of the statistics that are available now are that about 400 children are newly infected with HIV every day. And in 2016 alone, there were 160,000 new infections in children. So a key component of what we need to do is prevent children, young children and infants from acquiring HIV. And so prevention and diagnosis is key. But
mm-hmm.
on top of that, we also need to make sure that children who are infected have access to care
exactly.
and treatment service.
Mm-hmm.
And a key statistic there is that only about 43% of children and kids globally actually have access to care and treatment services.
Oh, that's crazy. And so when you talk globally, and I know that in the sub-Saharan Africa, it's still huge there for babies born with HIV. But what does that look like in the United States and in our large cities?
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, the majority of infection now actually does occur in sub-Saharan Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Here in the U.S., we've actually done a really good job about there. We've seen a 95% reduction in
wow.
the number of children who are born infected
mm-hmm.
with HIV. I think probably less than 200 kids are born here in the U.S. Each year.
Mm-hmm.
And we are actually making progress globally as well. I think the latest statistic is that we've seen about a 70% decrease since about 2000 in the number of children who are born infected with HIV. And that's because we know what to do. We know
mm-hmm.
we have medications that can prevent mother-to-child transmission of HIV. What we need to do is make sure that HIV-positive pregnant moms have access to this treatment.
Do they know, in most cases, do they know that they are HIV positive?
Yeah, I think that's one of the successes of HIV prevention, care and treatment services in the past probably 10, 15 years, is that we've really scaled up testing of pregnant women who, in terms, as part of their antenatal care service,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
services is that HIV testing is a key component of the routine testing that pregnant women receive. And so being identified as HIV or tested for HIV is a key strategy that many countries are employing to make sure that they can prevent transmission of the disease from a positive mom
Absolutely.
To her baby.
Absolutely. I was reading the statistics and it said without treatment, half of the HIV-infected infants will die before their second birthdays.
Yeah, that's a very sobering number.
Mm-hmm.
And what's even more sobering is that most will die before they're five years old.
Wow.
So if you don't get on treatment, I think up something like 80%
mm-hmm.
die before they reach 5 years old. So as I mentioned earlier, 43% of of children access care and treatment services, which means about 57% mm-hmm. don't have access to care and treatment services. And one of the key call to action that we as Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation is really focusing on is really for folks to join us in this push towards a AIDS-free generation.
Yeah.
We know what to do. We have the medicines. We have the technology. If you join us by, you know, going to our website at www.pedaids.org, it's an incredible opportunity for us to make a big difference mm-hmm. in the AIDS epidemic.
Absolutely, and especially where it is the largest in Africa, being able to make sure that those children, and first of all, when the mothers are diagnosed, that they get medication, but if they are not, that the kids are able to get that medication so they won't grow up with it and possibly not live because of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And on top of that, I mean, the other piece of prevention is making sure that, you know, kids who are born HIV-free, that as they age into adolescence, mm-hmm. that they too have access to the prevention messages and prevention services that prevent them from acquiring HIV as well.
I see you have a new campaign, a global health campaign called Start Free, Stay Free, AIDS Free. And, you know, hopefully everybody will be able to get that and still have the conversation. I think the conversation has waned quite a bit over the years.
Yeah, thanks for raising that. Yeah, the global community has really rallied around the idea of ending pediatric HIV mm-hmm. and ending creating an AIDS-free generation. And this new initiative, Start Free, Stay Free, AIDS Free, is really aimed at accomplishing that. So mm-hmm. Start Free means that we will try to prevent children and infants from acquiring HIV through mother-to-child transmission. Mm-hmm. Stay Free is if they are born HIV-free, that we really work to prevent them from becoming infected with HIV. And again, that's especially as they age into adolescence
right.
and young adults, would make sure they're equipped with techniques to stay free from mm-hmm. HIV. And then AIDS-free is if they are or have acquired HIV, is to make sure they can remain healthy and stay healthy by providing access to HIV medicines.
Absolutely. Look, everybody, you can go to pedaids.org and see how we can help, because absolutely we have the power to really help and have an AIDS-free generation. Wouldn't that be awesome?
Incredible, wouldn't it?
Yes, totally incredible. Totally incredible. Stephen Lee, thank you so much for joining us. And Stephen's with the Elizabeth Glazer Pediatric AIDS Foundation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good morning to you. So look, I always say, if you don't like Atlanta's weather, just wait a minute. It will change. So we had a couple of mornings of really like winter 30s degree weather. And imagine if you have that all day. And it's as if you left a window open, right, all day. So according to the Department of Energy, the average home has enough air leakage to add up to a 2-foot square hole. And what's flying out of it? Your money. Mm-hmm. The money for that utility bill. I know mine is expensive. And help is on the way, because home improvement expert Dave White is here, and he's ready to walk us through the steps to keeping the heat in and the power usage lower as we get maybe chilly weather by December. How about that? How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You know, it's Atlanta. The weather changed. I mean, we had 30-degree weather, and now it's in the 70s, or close to 80 this week. So we may have that issue maybe by next month.
Yeah, you never can tell around here in Atlanta. But it really is important, especially this time of year, even if it's just to think about this, because the changes that you make today are going to help you whether it's cold or hot mm-hmm. outside. So it's really worth addressing anything you can to help that kind of make your home more energy efficient.
So what's happening? Why are we having air leakage? I know sometimes it's the windows, but beyond that, what's going on?
Well, I think what it is it's not necessarily that things have gotten worse. It's just that we know how much better they can be because of the new products and innovation that's out there. So there are just ways to make things so much more energy efficient. So think about depending on how old your home is,
mm-hmm.
Several years ago, that people weren't putting in the high efficiency thermal pane windows,
right.
And they weren't putting in the highly insulated doors, and so there's been a lot of technology.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest places I think that people need to look is insulation, because that's changed a lot as well, and the standards have really changed. So if you, in most cases, if you really upgrade the insulation in your home, you could actually save up to about 20% on your energy bills. So we've got, again, I talk about innovation a lot because
mm-hmm.
it's really a big deal. So we worked with our partners at Owens Corning to develop what's called pure safety insulation. And the reason this is so neat is because it doesn't only address the energy efficiency in your home, but a lot of other things that you should be concerned about as well. So it's certified asthma and allergy friendly,
nice.
Which is a big deal.
Yeah,
it's mold and mildew resistant. That's a big deal. It's fire resistant, and it reduces noise by up to 50%. So we've taken all these things that our customers have asked for and kind of helped work with Owens Corning to develop an insulation. So so this is like a bat insulation. It's just like an insulation you would just lay across.
So you can touch it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so your attic is really probably the easiest place to fix.
Mm-hmm.
If you go into your attic and you take a look at what's up there and you measure the thickness and the type of insulation, then you go online to HomeDepot.com. There's a calculator. You plug all of it in, and it's going to tell you, hey, do you have enough insulation in your attic for the area that you're in?
Mm-hmm.
And in most cases, you're probably not. So
right.
Something like this, pure safety, it's easy to handle and it's safe. You can put it up there over what you have to add to that R value, and that's really the measure of how resistant it is to heat loss.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah,
that
so it's really easy.
Amazing.
You don't have to replace everything. Just add this over what you've got
mm-hmm.
and to get up to that standard, and you're going to save a lot of energy and money. And this is only at Home Depot.
So, and we don't have to hire somebody to come in and do it. We can do it ourselves?
Absolutely not. This is an easy do-it-yourself project. And, again, if you go online, it explains all about the different R values,
mm-hmm.
and it can tell you, again, what thickness you need and all that good stuff.
Wow, I love it. I love it. I have the coldest room and the hottest room in the house. So I imagine, and it's the room over the garage, but it's the master. So it's huge, but it's so cold in there and it's so hot in there. So my husband keeps saying, I need to go in the attic and see what's going on over there.
So here's something to look at. So if it's over the garage,
mm-hmm.
it could be that you don't have enough insulation in the ceiling of your garage.
Right.
And that garage, that garage can have a lot of cold and hot air. And so
mm-hmm.
we see that a whole lot. And this pure safety, you could actually add that in if you don't have insulation up, in the joists up there. And you could probably get that room nice and cozy.
Right. I love it. I love it. A great fix for the winter. Any other tips for us for home?
Yeah, a couple things. One is light bulbs. You don't think about light bulbs, but we've come a long way with LED technology, and we've worked with our partner Cree Lighting to develop some really awesome LED bulbs. So if you haven't switched over yet from incandescent because you didn't think the bulbs were bright enough or the light was the right kind of color temperature, well, now you can. So this bulb is actually 75 watts of light, but it only uses 10.5 watts of energy.
Mm.
It uses 85% less energy. It lasts 22 years.
Wow.
So
that's great.
If you have one of these like up in one of your ceilings in one of your recessed lights, and it's hard to get to, well, now you don't have to worry about it because you're probably never going to have to change it, right?
That is phenomenal.
And this one is exclusive to Home Depot as well.
Okay. What else?
So you mentioned before, the gaps and the cracks around your home, if you were to add up all that space, it could add up to a 2-foot hole in your wall.
Mm-hmm.
And think about how much energy you lose. So go outside, go in your basement, go look in your crawl space, see where you've got those gaps around pipes and around maybe dryer vents and those kind of things. Use a foam sealant, like a great stuff. You spray it in there, it expands, and it really seals all of those gaps to help you become more efficient.
Okay, good stuff. Anything else?
Yeah, so another easy one is your thermostat.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't already, you should have a programmable thermostat. Basically, it allows you to sort of adjust that temperature automatically
right.
to adjust to your family schedule,
mm-hmm.
so you're not having the heat on when you don't need it on. But nowadays, again, technology is your friend because you've got smart Wi-Fi thermostats like this Eco B4.
Mm-hmm.
So it hooks to your Wi-Fi. It's Alexa voice enabled, so you can actually talk to it. You can say, Alexa, turn up the heat. It also can be controlled by your smart devices, your phone or your tablet. So let's say you go on vacation and you go, oh, no, I forgot to turn the heat down. Well, it doesn't matter. You can do it from anywhere now. You can see what your temperature in your home is. You can turn the heat up or down or adjust the settings. So again, technology has come so far to allow you to really make your home much more efficient.
I love it. Tell folks where they can go for more information.
So come on into the store and see us. We'd love to see you. Or just go online to homedepot.com/energy.
All right. Dave White. He is a home improvement expert, and also he works for the Home Depot. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.